are listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.
Hi, this is Randy Eccles. Welcome back to Community Voices on NPR Illinois. Lauren Gleason and Margot Carlin, thank you so much for joining us. We're here today to talk about something close, I think, to both your hearts, volunteerism.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
We know that there's a lot of generous people in our community, and they are probably looking for a way that they can give back to Springfield and its visitors that we have every year. And one of the great ways to do that is volunteering at our world-renowned historic sites and presidential museum.
It's the new year, and it's time to think about, well, I'm going to make that resolution to get more involved or do something to help. Volunteerism is a great way. Nonprofits in particular really depend on volunteers. I've talked to recently a couple retirees who are thrilled to be working at some of the Lincoln sites. How do you know where you can volunteer?
The Presidential Library Museum is having a volunteer orientation on February 8th at 5:30, and that will be in the Presidential Library. We will have stuff in the Illinois Times and also some press releases going out to remind people of those. But the orientation is just a great way. People can come in and see if it's a right fit for them. Now, I know one difference between our guides and the historic sites guides are that ours are stationary, so they are not tour guides. So if it is something that you want to give tours, it would be a better fit for you to go to the historic site.
At the historic sites, we try to meet people where they're at in their own personal lives. A lot of people can give time maybe one time a year. Some people can do volunteerism on a more regular basis. And we also have public-facing volunteer opportunities where you openly deal with the public and give tours, but we also have behind-the-scenes opportunities as well, such as greeters of buses. We also are looking for gardeners to help us with spring cutbacks, with transplanting at the sites. We also have different groups that we work with, like the veterans, in order to help us with our stewardship of the state war memorials and things like that. So there's a plethora of different opportunities available.
I think at both sites.
How dependent are your operations on volunteers?
We say that our volunteers are the heart of the museum. I know it's the same for the historic sites. Without the volunteers, you really can't function or do things as well as we do without their help.
Absolutely. It gives us a lot more freedom to expand our programming, to add more tours and opportunities for the public to come visit these great places. And really, there's a lot of things that we couldn't do without our volunteer base.
How did you handle the pandemic?
It was rough.
It was trying to keep them involved as much as we could. During the pandemic, I was actually at the historic sites as a volunteer coordinator, but Lauren helped me a lot with the Zoom meetings that we would conduct and try to do programs with different volunteers, showcasing some of their expertise. Being at the museum now, I know that they did, I think, daily Zoom meetings with their volunteers to keep them interacted.
Yeah, we had also some opportunities where we even changed our approach to letting people into the sites, where we started hike, bike, and walk tours throughout the sites that are mostly outdoors. And we had such a good response for those during the pandemic that we just continued those. And we still offer them when the season permits. It's getting a little cold now, so we don't run them through the winter. We have those opportunities as well. It actually ended up being a blessing in disguise, the pandemic, in order to innovate some more programming.
A new way to engage your volunteers.
Exactly. Yeah.
What does an ideal volunteer look like?
There is no set cookie cutter mold for volunteers. We're looking for volunteers of all age ranges, all interests. We have everything from things that teenagers can do if they want to get volunteer hours through a key club or NHS, or even some private schools require volunteer hours. We're more than happy to have students that are active come and help us out with the sites. Also, day-to-day operations during the day, a lot of the times that's when we're looking for maybe some retirees that can come and give an hour or two here and there and help us with tours and greeting folks and things like that. So really, anywhere from 16 to 85, we have volunteers.
And I think it's more on what you have on the inside. It's that passion and that drive to want to talk to people and greet people. And again, some of the behind the scene things too. At the Presidential Library, we have volunteer opportunities in the AV department and in the transcripts. Greeting people isn't really your cup of tea. There's other things that you can do. We are also starting a volunteer program that'll focus on 13, 14, and 15-year-olds because, you know, at 16, people are starting jobs and you might have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or...
You get a car and you want to go hang out with your friends.
Or basketball or sports or anything. Other commitments that teenagers have in their lives that, you know, if we could get them a little bit younger, then... To show them too everything that goes into a museum position or library position, you know, it's not just tour guides or books. There's a whole bunch of things that people can do.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts that makes these places operate.
It's invaluable to get an opportunity to do things like an internship, and being able to volunteer before you're really old enough for an internship is great. There is a challenge sometimes of competing against their need for some spending money, I would guess.
That experience would put people at the top of the list.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it looks fantastic on college transcripts or, you know, applications. Yeah. And even we've had students that started at our historic sites giving tours and then they completely changed their majors in college and decided that they wanted to work in history or public service full time. So it's really engaging and it's a great opportunity to discover other things that you can do right here in your community.
What a rich opportunity to work with both the historic sites and the museum, which not only is historic, but does a lot of programming future looking.
And it's a lot of research, well, both places, honestly. What may be a great fit for one may not be a great fit for the other, but we want to work together in that if you want to give tours, maybe you should talk to Lauren over at the historic sites who can set you up at one of these other places if you're wanting to guide people. Because again, most of our guides in the museum are stationary. It's not a guided tour. Or maybe she has someone that doesn't really want to give tours, but wants to greet people and talk to people. And that would be good for us. So, you know, we want to share in these opportunities that we have together. And
yeah, and we're working on some recruitment at local high schools and area schools and universities, trying to get more young people involved with the historic sites as well. Most of our volunteer base right now is older folks and people that are adults. We'd like to get a new generation inside and trained and ready to go.
It says a lot right now that both of you are here. I know there is a tie between the two organizations. Still, you don't see enough of that as helpful of being able to lend each other advice or help in getting people placed. So thanks for doing this to make sure that all these facilities continue to operate well.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for having both of us.
And it actually, it's a funny story. We actually grew up together and went to high school together. And
Tell me more. Yeah.
Yeah.
What high school?
Taylorville.
Okay.
Yeah. We're both Taylorville alumni. Now we both work up in the historic sites and museums. Margo got me introduced at the state historic sites, and then now that she's over at the museum, I'm kind of filling in her older position, and we decided that, hey, since we're both doing this for these great places, we should work together on some things and promote both of our sites.
How did you get interested in this type of work?
I have always known when I was little that I was going to do something in the museum field, whether archaeology was more my where I was leaning growing up. But then as I got older, history just became much more interesting to me. And then getting in the field itself opened my eyes to how interesting history is. And Lauren's kind of the same. She was doing anthropology as well.
Yep.
I think
great minds think alike.
Yes.
If somebody is a volunteer, what's the reward? What is the non-monetary compensation that sort of comes from doing it?
Well, the great thing is not only do you engage with people that are from the community, we have guests come into our sites all the time that are born and raised here that have never seen the inside of the Dana Thomas House or never seen the inside of the old state capitol, which is really rewarding to show them that. But we also have international visitors. Just at the tomb alone, I've met someone from almost every country on the planet, definitely every state. You kind of are part of the face of Springfield for the entire world, which is very important with how many visitors we have. And now after the pandemic, our visitorship is growing. So we'd like to have a lot of energetic and passionate volunteers join our team.
And with guests that are coming in, you never know who's going to come to these sites. Pretty important in the Lincoln history where we're at. So, you know, it could be a dignitary. It could be a celebrity. You just never know who's going to walk through those doors. Somebody you haven't seen in a long time either. Ran into a couple friends from college. It's like, oh, wow, hi. Things like that I find rewarding, too.
It's really interesting that, you know, sometimes we might have all of a sudden the governor decides he wants to give a speech at our site. And so you get to be part of that team that helps facilitate something as big as the State of the State address that he gave last year. Or just a couple of weeks ago, we had the new marker commemorating the Obama campaign announcements installed at the old state capitol. And we had all leaders of the government, state and federal, as well as the governor and members of the Obama Foundation. So that was really an interesting thing that volunteers can participate with as well.
So you can meet some people, and that's invaluable. You can get some experience that you want. You can also find out if this is an area, as you were sort of alluding to, that you want to go into further, if you want to do more with it, especially if you're in the teen or younger area as opposed to retirees. But for a retiree, it's something most of the folks I know who, in particular ear places, love it. They're very bonded to the organizations. And so volunteerism is needed by all the nonprofits in the area. In this particular case, if they want to volunteer for the Presidential Library and Museum or for the Lincoln sites, where do they start?
So you would start by contacting for the historic sites, me personally, at either lauren.glason@illinois.gov. That is my email address. Or my cell phone number is 217-720-7509. You can reach me at either of those places, and I'd be more than happy to meet with you and take you around to the sites and see what your interest may be.
Margo?
My phone number is 217-558-8872. If anyone is interested, they can call that. Or if you would like some more information on volunteering, fill out the online application. You can find that at presidentlincoln.illinois.gov.
That's good to know. We will also put that information up on the post at nprillinois.org so
Thank
that you.
You
can look at it there and click through to get some more information. Anything else you'd like to impart about volunteering?
It's just, again, a great opportunity to get engaged in the community, to, like you said, meet people, to discover something that you might not have thought about exploring before. Really, our team is dedicated and knowledgeable and is really looking forward to helping you out all along the way with learning how to volunteer at our sites.
And to add to what Lauren's saying, I also feel like it becomes a little family. I've noticed being at both organizations, the volunteers, they volunteer at the same time. You know, they get to know each other. It becomes a little another outside family for them that it's part of their day-to-day then.
Yeah, it's not only a mentorship with the staff and the volunteers, but also it's community building with the volunteers themselves and the staff as well. I've gained a lot of friends that I still talk to that were volunteers and have moved away or were volunteers at a point, and then now they want to come back again after the pandemic was over and have regained interest. And so we're more than happy to have you.
In these post-pandemic times, there's a lot being written and reported about social isolation. This is a great opportunity, like you said, to be able to go out and do something, do good, but also it provides a social network for you with the other volunteers. So
yes.
That's great.
Absolutely.
You mentioned politicians, but who have you met celebrity-wise that you thought was great?
I have always been, my luck has been that I haven't been there. It's either been my day off or I was sick when anything cool happens. But I know other people have met some really cool people. But so I lived through them.
Yeah, I've mostly met politicians at the sites. But I know that when the Lincoln movie was being filmed, we had Steven Spielberg and Daniel Day-Lewis through. And at one point, Stephen King visited the Lincoln tomb one afternoon unannounced.
It had to be the tomb.
Exactly. Yeah, that's fitting.
Yeah.
But
Larry
yeah.
the Cable Guy was through probably like, I think, 10 years ago or something along those lines.
Yeah.
I know there's people here. It's just like I said, I've never had the good fortune.
And
to
usually,
be there.
You know, if there's a show that's going on or, you know, comedians visiting, they usually show up a day or two early and go through the sites. So, and sometimes they don't announce themselves. They just show up. Right, so you never really know who's going to walk through the doors.
Well, that's fun. And I know we've heard it with other things. You don't catch it till afterwards, or somebody catches a shot that they post up on social media somewhere. We're like, I remember when Paul McCartney came through on Route 66. And
yeah, so that was a thrilling day.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks again for joining us. Really appreciate it. Again, if you're interested in volunteering, especially at the Lincoln sites or at the Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, you can contact either Lauren Gleason or Margot Carlin, and we will have that information also up at nprillinois.org.
Thank you so much for having us.
Get to know your neighbors with Community Voices. Suggest a guest. Email communityvoices@nprillinois.org and we'll explore interviewing them. Stay in touch with Community Voices and other news by subscribing to NPR Illinois Daily at nprillinois.org, a daily email newsletter that helps make sure you are in the know.
You are listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.